Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our summary verses of the books of the Bible introduce us to the theme of each book of the Old and New Testament Scriptures, so that we might have a deeper appreciation and understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word. Welcome back to Burden and Blessing. Today, we are continuing our series on the summary verses of the Bible, taking a look at each one of the 66 verses in our English Bibles, and taking a look at a summary verse that kind of encapsulates what the entire book is all about. We've made our way through the Pentateuch, or the first five books of the Bible, as well as the book of Job, and now we're starting to move forward after the time of Moses with the book of Joshua. Joining me to go through the book of Joshua today with our summary verse is Pastor Neil Radical. Neil, our summary verse for this book is Joshua 1:9. Do you want to take us into that verse?
Absolutely. We're reading from the ESV version, which says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened. Do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." This is a very popular verse that is painted in houses and put over the doorposts of churches and so forth, Nathaniel. So I think this is very fitting, as I want to focus in on Joshua, the man, for just a second. Not because he thought he was the man, like so many people would think of today as a powerful warrior and so mighty before God and for the world. But you see what the Lord's telling him here. Do not be frightened. Why would the Lord say that if Joshua wasn't frightened? He knows what they were up against. He knew the countless cities that they were trying to reclaim as they tried to repossess their land that other nations had invaded while they were down in Egypt. And dismayed, you know, the challenges of those battles, the challenges of getting back across the Jordan, the everyday life of caring for millions of people. There's a lot that would be dismaying in that as well. And so that strength and that courageousness does not come in Joshua's lack of fear or lack of confidence, but in what he says at the end of that verse, "For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." And so what's so neat about that is that Joshua had learned that in the wilderness, had learned that in Egypt, and was now going to be able to put that into practice. And to recognize too that Joshua had just taken over here in chapter 1 from Moses. And so Joshua is described really throughout this book as humble. You can see how he put his confidence in the Lord, that his strength was not in himself, but in the Lord. And he was courageous because of the Lord. And I think there's so many good qualities of this leader, of that humility and the strength not in himself, but in the Lord, that is so endearing to us as Christians, as men, as leaders, because ultimately his leadership strength was in the Lord, not himself. And you see that at the end of Joshua, where he says, "I have no idea what all of you are going to do, but as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord." He just makes it so matter of fact and so humbling that, like, I can't force you to follow the Lord this way, but this is what we're going to do. And that's the kind of leadership the Lord wants us to have in our day-to-day life too. As Christians, we're standing for the truth. I don't know what you believe, but this is what I believe about my Savior. This is what I believe about Jesus' righteousness and atonement for my sin. And this is what I know the Lord can do. As Joshua watched the Lord help them cross the Jordan miraculously, as Joshua watched them reclaim Jericho and every city one after another with overwhelming odds against them, the Lord was with them wherever they went. So I really want to focus on the man and help you, even though I talked a little bit more about the context there, I'd like you to expand however you want to, really.
Well, thank you, Neil. I think sometimes we overlook Joshua the man when we look at the book of Joshua. And he was one that was chosen specifically by God. He was one of the only people after the disobedience of God's people 40 years earlier that was allowed over the age limit to enter the promised land, just Joshua and Caleb, the only two. And he was chosen as the leader of God's people moving forward. The book of Joshua just basically sort of summarizes the fulfillment of God's promise made to Abraham centuries before, that he would give this land into their hands. And you mentioned Jericho and all of those other cities that fell before the leadership of Joshua, not because of who Joshua was, but because of the strength of the Lord leading them in. And that is why the Lord, He encourages them very much right here at the beginning. Joshua says it. Don't worry about it. You might be intimidated by the size of these people, by their warring nature, by their weapons, by their chariots, by their city walls. I've got this taken care of. It's all mine. And there's a lot of application there in the book of Joshua for us too, that the Lord is on our side. And the Lord reminds us, don't be afraid of what the world looks like on the outside. I am with you. Be of good courage. I will take care of you. Do you want to close this with prayer?
Yeah. Lord, two things we pray for today as we examine this single verse. We ask that you continue to help us to be like Joshua, to be humble, to look to you for strength, and to recognize that you would continue to watch over us no matter where we are in life. And secondly, Lord, we ask that you would continue to remind us of your presence with us every single day, that yes, we will have to fight for our promised land, not necessarily in a physical way like Joshua does, because we know the victory is in you and our Lord and Savior and your work on the cross, but the spiritual battle that we face against temptation and the cunning deceptions of the Satan and the world around us today. Help us to fight against those things, the sin and the struggles we have of our own sinful flesh, so that we too would claim through you that promised land that you have promised us through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Until then, Lord Jesus, strengthen us always. Help us never to be afraid, but to trust that you are always with us until you call us home. In your saving name we pray, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. We invite you to listen for new books each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. We pray that you will be assured that God's word is pure and is more precious than gold.